So I was just alerted to the fact that I'm separated from my husband. I didn't know. Thank you, People Magazine. Thank you, Us Weekly. Thank you for letting me know. I was wondering, would you also like to tell our children, my 14-year-old and 9-year-old? Or do you want to talk about some real news? Do you want to talk about the Epstein files? Do you want to talk about systemic racism or misogyny in sports or how classy the women's hockey team is or how 8 of the 12 medals won in the Olympics this year for the U.S. were won by women? Or do you maybe want to talk about the fact that I got nominated the first year I was eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you want to talk about my accomplishments or do you only want to talk about my supposed demise? Trash news, you can do better.
Pink, setting us straight, reminding us we can't believe everything we read. It's finally here. The Yellowstone spinoff, Marshals with Luke Grimes, premieres on CBS Sunday. New movies out this weekend, Scream 7, The Bluff, a 19th century action thriller, and K-Pops. Shia LaBeouf ordered to go to rehab and undergo drug and alcohol testing. This after all the ruckus he caused in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. In music news, Brantley Gilbert has launched a non-alcoholic beer. It's called Real American Beer Zero. Carly Pearce is teasing a new collab with Riley Green. And finally, March Madness, which is right around the corner, has a new anthem thanks to Zac Brown Band. They're using his song, Give It Away.
Welcome to March. Let's dance. Every night, baby, we should be dancing. We got a short time to give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Anything can happen in March.
That's today's entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.